Jennifer Levi is director of the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders GLAAD Transgender Rights Project. She's here to talk about our LGBT issues and GLAAD summer party that takes place in Provincetown on July 27th. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Could you give us GLAAD's spin on the U.S. Supreme Court marriage equality decisions?
Sure. The recent marriage decisions issued by the United States Supreme Court led to two great outcomes, including one, which was the court striking down really the key operative provision of the so-called Federal Defense of Marriage Act that excluded married couples from a huge number of federal rights and responsibilities of marriage. So the court said that was unlawful, unconstitutional, and can't be enforced. The second decision is one in which the court authorized California to proceed in issuing marriage licenses to same-gender couples. And they were both the hoped-for outcomes in terms of the effect. In the Windsor case, which was the DOMA decision, Justice Kennedy yet again articulated the humanity of gay people and the need for full integration of same-gender couples into the mainstream of American society. It was a terrific decision.
Do you think that gay marriage on a federal level needs to be accomplished state by state, as an example, what's been going on with the Roe v. Wade scenario?
Right. So if by that you mean, you know, sort of across the nation, do we ultimately have to win marriage equality by pursuing it in each individual state? I think ultimately that is what we are seeing happen. We've seen a huge shift in public opinion with now a majority of Americans favoring marriage equality. We've seen a tremendous number of states very recently adopt marriage equality through the ballot box. And I have no doubt that progress is really only moving in one direction, that is towards equality. Of course, we see setbacks, and we may indeed continue to see some, you know, occasional setbacks from time to time. But I think what we're likely to see in the future is significant progress in the states to a point where very few states will deny marriage equality. And it's possible also that the Supreme Court may have to weigh in, because ultimately it's a civil rights issue.
Tell us about the GLAAD 31st annual summer party happening in Provincetown on July 27th.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. Every year GLAAD has a summer party, and it's a celebration of the progress and advances that we've made throughout the year. This event will be held this summer on July 27th, beginning at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Pilgrim Monument and the Provincetown Museum. It's at the grounds. It's a beautiful space overlooking the harbor. The guests there will include Edie Windsor, who was the plaintiff in the DOMA case, but there will also be plaintiffs from two other DOMA cases that GLAAD worked on, including the Gill case and the Peterson case. Kate Clinton, who was very funny, as most people know, will MC the event, and GLAAD's executive director, Lee Swislow, will give remarks on the future of the work. There'll be games for kids, and it'll be really just a very fun, nice event.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I've worked at Gay and Lesbian Advocates for 15 years. I came to that work as an attorney from having been an advocate and activist at the grassroots level. I think that this work is, as you know, many have said publicly, the civil rights movement of our time. I think that we are seeing family dynamics shifting across the country, and this work is really critical to ensuring equal treatment and dignity for all families. I also direct the Transgender Rights Project, and the focus of that work is to secure protections for transgender people who remain among the most marginalized within our communities. They are at tremendously high risk of discrimination and employment and housing, at risk of violence on the streets, and that's really very much the focus of my work at this point.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
Well, first, I want to acknowledge how much this administration has already done. For the first time in our country's history, we have federal agencies that have stated specific protections against discrimination on the basis of gender identity. That's the first time, you know, ever for that language to be incorporated into our federal policies. This administration has modernized gender marker changes for transgender people and on passports and in Social Security designations. The administration staked out a position in opposition to the Defense of Marriage Act before the Supreme Court spoke out about it. President Obama spoke out publicly in favor of marriage equality. So the White House has reached out and welcomed LGBT leaders into that space. So the administration has taken huge steps. I think we will continue to see that kind of direction, positive direction in the future. I hope that we will see the administration moving quickly across federal agencies to recognize lawful marriages in those areas where it can do so. I'm hopeful for an executive order banning discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation as well as gender identity. You know, I think that the agencies like the Department of Justice, the EEOC, Housing and Urban Development, Department of Education, will and are reaching out to the community to get involved in cases involving discrimination in schools, employment, and housing. So I think there's a lot of work that has been done and a tremendous amount yet to do.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Yeah, I mean, stepping back just for a moment to say, I think we need to change the climate. I think we need to send a message to our youth, not just of tolerance, but of acceptance and celebration. And until that happens, I think we'll continue to see those kinds of incidents throughout the youth community, and it's tragic. And I hope we can move towards that celebration of the lives of LGBT youth. And in the meantime, I would urge young people to reach out, to forge community, to seek allies, to look online for resources that are available, to go to summer camps for LGBT youth, to, you know, go to the Pride events that there are, to go to the summits that exist, and to know that they're not alone, that there are many, many people who are in the same situation and that they do have community.
How can people get information about GLAAD and tickets for the summer party?
Well, people should check out GLAAD's website, which is www.glaad.org. You can also call GLAAD. We have an 800 number, which is 1-800-455-GLAAD, and would love to have people reach out.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, as you said, I'm the director of the Transgender Rights Project, and we're working on a number of important cases right now, in particular to ensure that states that have gender identity inclusive laws enforce them according to their terms. There's a case that's currently pending in Maine on behalf of a transgender student who was excluded from using the girls' restroom in a school after she'd been using it for over 4 years, and another student objected to the non-discrimination law and the school changed policy. We are also working on ensuring access to homeless shelters for transgender people, including transgender youth, and we're working to develop and enforce policies of non-discrimination in schools and education context as well.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, I always like it when people ask, how can I help and what can I do? And I think that one of the most important things that people who are LGBT or not can do to work towards the advancement of protections for LGBT people is to speak openly about their lives, the lives of their loved ones and their family members. I think there's an inclination that we have to work against to censor information that we talk about at the water coolers at work. And I think that the way to change hearts and minds is for people to be visible, open, and really present in speaking about their lives.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, I do. And it is this: to accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream. Not only plan, but also believe. It's by the poet Anatole France, and it keeps me going.